Hundreds of residents have spent another night in flood relief centres across Victoria. Floodwaters in the town of Beulah in northeastern Victoria are expected to peak sometime this morning. Residents in Kerrang and Swan Hill are also on high alert. It's now estimated that a quarter of Victoria has been affected by the flood. The Premier of Victoria, Ted Baillieu, joins us on the line. Welcome to Summer Breakfast this morning, Premier.
Thank you, Julian. It's good to talk to you.
And a little different for you.
Indeed.
I'll try and keep it pretty straight down the line. Could you give us, firstly, an update on the flood situation and also the relief and recovery efforts?
Julian, there has been this massive inland sea making its way, as it must, to the Murray, down those northern rivers in northwestern Victoria. And the bottom line is that the town's in the way. Need to be prepared, and they've been doing a fantastic job. The SES, the CFA, volunteer groups, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, doing that combination of work, preparing towns for potential flooding and inundation, and doing the recovery work and the relief centre work as well. Now, at the moment, Kerrang, floodwaters there remain high around the town, but their levee banks, the last report, are still holding, and the levee bank around the power station there is holding. But Swan Hill, further down the Loddon, on the Murray, will obviously be a candidate for flooding in the next couple of days, and that is a case where there needs to be some serious preparation, and that's happening.
Can I ask you, has the scale of the flooding disaster in Queensland and the recovery efforts that has necessitated made it more difficult for Victoria and Victorians to deal with their situation?
Well, there may have been a greater focus on Queensland, and that's understandable, frankly. And indeed, we were right behind the Queenslanders from the start, and we committed resources to Queensland to assist. But in some ways, it's allowed Victorians themselves to focus on floods and focus on what needs to be done. And to some extent, that may have helped, because it's really kept the whole of Australia on alert. Now, the flooding in Victoria is very much riverine flooding that's coming up under houses and inundating houses. We haven't had the dramatic forces of water and floodwater that Queensland saw. But nevertheless, we've seen this massive, massive inland sea. And this comes on the back of effectively 10 years of drought, where there wasn't much focus on floods and flooding in Victoria. And then three flood events in September. So the ground is wet, the dams are full, the farm dams are full, the channels are full. So the water has nowhere else to go other than to the Murray. And that's why this is a very significant, arguably the most significant flood event in the northwest.
On Radio National Summer Breakfast, I'm speaking with the Premier of Victoria, Ted Baillieu. And Premier, obviously, the clean-up costs across the country are going to be massive. We heard the Prime Minister last night saying that a flood levy may be imposed to help pay for the flood damage. Is that something that you'd welcome?
Well, obviously, the Prime Minister has to factor in the cost in Queensland. We're focused on Victoria to that extent. And there's no doubt the Queensland floods, the damage there will be much more telling on budgets than Victoria, but nevertheless it's going to be very significant in Victoria, so we'll deal with the Victorian issues. The assessments will commence soon, and there are some rapid impact assessments going on behind the floodwaters as they move through now. But we've already made available some significant relief for emergency grants for on a personal basis, on a household basis, and for small business and primary producers, and also putting in place the arrangements for the reconstruction and the repair of roads and bridges and infrastructure. There's a long way to go. The full aggregation of what it's going to cost will take a little time, but I'll leave the Prime Minister to make her judgments about what's necessary in Queensland.
In the election campaign in Victoria, you committed the Coalition to maintaining a minimum surplus of $100 million for each budget. Would it be prudent for you now to not insist on keeping that promise?
No, we remain committed to the surplus, and we'll work with the budget situation, and this is just another factor we'll have to put into it, but we're committed to that surplus.
But will insisting on the surplus mean that you'll be able to offer Victorians less relief than you might otherwise?
There are costs involved. We will stand behind these communities, and we'll be entirely upfront about it, but I think the surplus is important, and we stay committed to that.
Okay, if we can focus now on the impact on agriculture in Victoria, I mean, how big is the scale of the problems that the agricultural sector is going to face?
Well, indeed, I think it's. I think it was last Friday, perhaps the last Saturday morning, I spoke to the VFF and I said, please, we want to get an assessment as soon as we can. And they were certainly on the case and they've been out there doing that. Depending on which part of Victoria you're in, there is in some areas 75-80% of the crop had been harvested. In others, it may have been significantly less than that, and some of the grain crops, I understand, have been substantially damaged. A lot of the hay that's been left in bales in paddocks has been flooded and ruined. There's a cost to that. Obviously, this comes on the back of September and December's floods and on the back of 10 years of drought, and these communities have done it hard for a long time. And certainly many of the municipalities are not wealthy municipalities and they will need support, and we've already indicated that. And the assessment of the damage to agricultural sector is going to take a little while to put together, but I know the VFF are on the case, and I've been out and about almost every day this week in the flood zones, and I know farmers, depending on what their activity were involved, have been doing it tough, and there's going to be a significant, significant cost.
Well, Premier, thanks very much for joining us on Radio National Summer
thank
Breakfast
you,
this morning.
Can I just take the opportunity to thank all your listeners for the support they've offered to the people in the Northwest and encourage them to continue that and their support for those in Queensland.
Yes, indeed. I was speaking to the Premier of Victoria, Ted Baillieu, and donations to help the victims of the Victorian flood can be made by calling 1800 811 700. On Radio National Summer Breakfast, it's 21 minutes to 8.